So November, of course, is the 11th month, and that's a double one. So the 1st of November always initiates a lot of new beginnings energy, and this time around happens on a Sunday, which is a beautiful day for the code because the whole date, 11-1-2020, adds up to 7. And 7 is really representative of the 7th day of the week, and represents rest and rejuvenation and meditation, contemplation. So this is a beautiful Sunday to inspire you with brilliant ideas, clearing your mind, taking time to relax and engage in your personal meditation practice, whatever that may be. It could be a walk in nature, a hike, a actual sitting and meditating, listening to music, whatever it may be. You want to use that higher intelligence to bring your mind to a place of serenity. And at the same time, the numbers 1 and 7 are in the mind triad in numerology. So you want to use your intellect and intelligence to do research and to brainstorm new ideas. So spending time in nature reminds you of your connection to the universe and allows you to appreciate the beauty and serenity of Mother Earth. What you want to do is just be open to sudden shifts as well. The number 7 represents a lightning strike of intuition, but it can also mean unexpected events, and that could mean unexpected new approaches in your life. Now, on this day, Mercury retrograde squares Saturn, and this is while Mercury is stationing and has pretty much come to a complete standstill. Mercury stations direct on the 3rd of November, so this is just a couple days away. So this square is going to be ongoing through the whole week as Mercury then changes direction and still sits on this this square to Saturn. Now, this is going to require a lot of intense mental work. You can get a lot accomplished, but you need to really dedicate yourself. And you may feel energetically somewhat restricted. So just keep that in mind. Mercury is about the mind. So your mind may feel like it needs a bit of a rest, you know, a sabbatical, a vacation. So if you are with others and you're sharing ideas, it really is going to require a lot of patience this week and a lot of quiet persistence, really. Saturn is quiet and very into keeping things in order, disciplined. So you want to be very diligent about details. If you send emails, you know, make sure that they've arrived. Make sure that you're saying it exactly the way you want to. That goes for, you know, conversations as well. These next few days are not the best for entering into any negotiations. It's almost like a lay low kind of week. So it just is about listening closely, very closely, maybe not even saying so much, just being very patient. And if you sense yourself thinking rigidly, then just change the subject, take deep breaths, allow life to unfold. Don't get frustrated by any, you know, energies that are slowing down or not evolving and unfolding the way you expected. So instead, focus on the positive implementation of your ideas. Now, Monday the 2nd of November adds up to the number 8. And so this is a powerful leadership day. It actually activates the whole 248 code of manifestation because we're in a 4 universal year in 2020. So it's an incredible day to manifest. And your empathy and confidence merge to create a powerful force for wisdom and for love. So you're very inspired when you have a big vision. And today's peace, it's very peaceful code, and it's a very confident code, so it can lead to outstanding results. So you want to listen closely, take the lead on your intuitive prompts, receive direction, and act. This is not so much about being very expressive with, you know, talking to people. It's more about action and inspiration. So your energy is strong, especially when you trust in the divine order. The moon is trine to Venus today for a few hours, and that brings the theme of happiness, beauty, a desire for affection, sharing time with others. You want to immerse yourself in the beauty of the arts and to soothe your soul. So allow love to touch everything you do. If you want to socialize, then do so in a beautiful environment, in a serene environment. And beautify your own environment. Bring in flowers, bring in plants, bring in paintings, whatever it is that, you know, that allows you to experience that sense of sensuality and beauty. And today you really understand those little pleasures in life and how important those are. And then we come to Tuesday, November 3rd, which is a 9 universal date, and we are in a 6 universal month. So what does that do? We now have a second triad activated, the 3-6-9 triad. This is the triad of love. This is the triad of self-expression. It's a 3 universal day, a 6 universal month, and 9 universal date. So make this a day of joyful expression, celebration, culminations. There's a sense of joy, a sense of celebrating something that has come to an end, that has culminated. You want to communicate, you want to share your message in any way, shape, or form. Be playful. Remember to smile. The number 3 is very connected to joy. So you don't want to get into the drama. So the flip side of this triad is to get into that whirlpool of drama. And we need to let go of that emotional, lower vibrational energy. We need to just accept if there are endings, there are endings. We need to let go. If there's joy, we need to lighten up. We need to feel uplifted. So your heightened imagination and passion are very engaged and very magnetic. And so it's a wonderful day to speak, make appearances, record, connect to your followers in some way. And of course, in the US, this is election day. This code is extremely powerful. It's very heart-centered and very much about feelings. So if you are on the lower vibrational part of feelings, you get emotional, you get reactive. So we want to stay above that and enjoy the beauty, the expression of love. Now, this is the day Mercury stations direct on November 3rd, and it happens in Libra, 25 degrees. Now, Libra is the sign of the balances. Libra is the sign of justice, and just like Sagittarius, it governs bringing energy into a place of justice. So Mercury is in a square to Saturn, as you know. We talked about that for November 1st. That was when it was exact, but it's still happening. So Mercury is squaring Saturn while changing direction and moving forward again. So it's very advisable to not engage in any communication if you feel frustrated. Now, this is going to be a very interesting day to not engage in communication, because there's inevitably going to be people who feel frustrated. So, and I'm talking in the US. So it is very important to slow down, to meditate. 25 degrees is about introspection. It's about serenity. It's about helping you understand others, Libra, especially intimate partnerships, close friends. Now add that the square to Saturn means that you have to be very patient, because delays are likely. So when Mercury stations in one direction or another, it is completely at a standstill. And Mercury governs any communication, including media. So there can be a sense of a long wait that is initiated. Remember that Mars is also still in retrograde until November 13th. And Mars is connected to the old paradigm that we are letting go of, as is Capricorn, the sign where all the stellium are taking place in, right? So we have this really sense of changing of a guard. And the changing of the guard takes time, and it requires tremendous patience. So we need to be very cognizant about the language that we use, the way we convey a message, because it carries profound purpose at this time. You basically only want to speak if you have something very uplifting and solution-oriented and harmonizing to say. So your intuition, your intellect, and resolve combine as a powerful unity when you use this moment in a creative way. And so This is also about revisiting the growth experiences that you had during Mercury's 3-week retrograde, right? This will help you see where your responsibilities lie because of the Saturn impact. Now, also on November 3rd, big day, Venus is in conjunct Uranus, quincunx Uranus, that's 150 degrees. And so that can indicate a change in intimate relationships, you know, not a breakup, but a change in the nature of the relationship itself. Or it could even indicate a kind of challenge that might be there that needs to be resolved. So the changes that happen when Uranus comes into play, because Uranus governs the new Aquarian age, are going to impact how you approach abundance, how you approach love, beauty, your values. That's all Venus. So with Uranus, Uranus governs your intuition and your ingenuity. So you're very, very creative when it comes into contact with Venus. And you want to be also very vigilant to stay away from drama. That's showing up in many, many parts of the star code. So instead, channel the heightened creative energy, the electric energy, into an exciting, pleasurable project. And then you're going to use your intuition and imagination to great advantage. And November 4th adds up to the number 10. This is an incredible code. Both 4 and 10 govern manifestation. 10 is about instant manifestation and is merged with the vibration of discipline, grounding, and manifestation, the number 4. So it's a fantastic opportunity on the 4th of November to implement your goals. You have influence, you have power, so the beginnings and breakthroughs of the 10-4 code are yours to take any direction that you desire. So trust your ingenious ideas and inspiration to create tremendous forward momentum. Original ideas are flowing today, and you need to recognize them and you need to apply them because the results are going to be absolutely magnificent. So organization and planning are going to help you to manifest those brilliant insights into real practical results. You're reaching a new level of independence, and you're empowered by acknowledging that you are a being of light. So be in a place of light, of serenity, so you can be an open vessel for inspiration to flow through you. It's a great day to initiate a new project, too, because of the 10-1 universal date. Now, the moon is trine to Mercury, which is still stationing direct, and so you are in touch with your feelings as your intuition and intellect merge into one. You have wonderful clarity today. You can read situations and people very easily as your perception and intuition are magnified, which allows you to take the pulse and adjust quickly to any situation. Your ability to express your ideas is very much enhanced in all kinds of communication. And you actually share joy. You are filled with joy, and that is what you share, what you communicate. This transit is very favorable for conversations and stimulating a wealth of ideas. So not getting into confrontational conversations, but allowing others to just share what's in their heart and translate that into words. Meetings with friends and family are heart-centered and feel nourishing, and deeper discussions are favored. Now remember that the Mercury square Saturn is throughout the week, so keep that in mind. This is just an added flavor, so it adds some harmony to that very powerful transit of Mercury and Saturn being in a square. And then Thursday the 5th, we have a code of change. So you're taking risks today, and doing so, it brings you into balance. So the 11 portal, we have an 11 universal date today. It is basically about being so present that you will take any opportunity to liberate yourself, to go on a new adventure. And so this is a pivot point moment, because 5 represents a pivot point. 5 represents making quick decisions and listening closely on which direction to move. That's added by the 11 is the ability to listen. So when you are able to slow down, even if it's for, you know, a couple seconds, you'll be poised to act quickly when necessary. So this is definitely a time to be prepared for excitement, for unexpected shifts, to be in the flow of that changeable energy. Allow it to flow through you and you'll feel at peace. The moon is square to Venus, so that brings feelings of love and abundance. And it also initiates a stronger than usual desire for affection. Guard against being overly impressionable. You do want to socialize, preferably in a beautiful environment. You also want to watch your mood. It may fluctuate a little bit. This is not a strong transit. It just lasts a few hours because the moon moves so fast. Be sure to eat healthily. Do not overindulge in food or drink. The same goes for gossip. And you understand the importance of little pleasures in your life. All right, and then we move to November 6th. Now, this is an important day. It's a Friday, and it's important because November is a six universal month. So we have three of these 6 days, the 6th, the 15th, and the 24th, and where a double six code is activated. And so this really elevates self-expression, which is the number for the universal date, 12-3, self-expression and heart-centered creativity. You're learning to love every situation that comes up in your life, which is really the ultimate. Every person you come across is showered with compassion and understanding. And this sets you free to not engage in drama because you're in joyful awareness, you're in acceptance, and you're very discerning about which energy you engage with, but you are not in a place of judgment. So this is a wonderful day for abundance expansion with the double six, financial growth. You want to nurture yourself. If you can, get a massage, do something to uplift your mind, body, and soul, because your creative flow is so powerful. Go have fun, do something delightful. Your heart is going to open to the opportunities that this day brings. And romance and social gatherings are really favored as well, really perfect for a Friday. Now, Mercury is square to Saturn again today because Mercury is now stationed direct. Like I said, this is going to last all week long. So this is about basically intense mental work, everything that we looked at for November 1st. And just take that energy through the week. Be just very patient. You know, Mercury, again, is about how we communicate. And Saturn is putting a damper on that communication. And it may be for very good reason that we just keep our thoughts and ideas more private and engage in something that is intense mental work so that we can get a lot accomplished and not necessarily engage in a lot of conversations at this time. And of course, it means you got to just be really, really patient. Okay, so that will dissipate by the end of the weekend. So by Monday, the 9th, the energy will shift. And that's when Mars comes to a standstill. So we have two personal planets coming to a standstill and stationing direct, really over a two-week period, maybe even longer, actually. Very, very intense. So let's move to Saturday, the 7th of November. Now, this is a day where we experience the number 13, and very exciting because the date of November 13th is when Mars stations direct again. And 13 is the number of life, death, transformation. It is the number of empowerment. And it is the number of the divine feminine. So we have a tremendously powerful theme here because this number 7 is about listening, intuition, bridging realities. So on this Saturday, it is important to take time to rest and rejuvenate because your intuition and intellect are stimulated. You're exploring new angles and you need the space to do that. So you need to take some time outs. You need to also be very diligent and organized about what you're doing, set priorities, set targets, because you have really great clarity. Spiritual inspiration translates into practical results. So concentrate and focus on your family, your home. 13 reduces to 4. And again, we are in a 4 universal year, and that does govern home, being at home, working on your home, working in your home, and also feeling secure. Now today, the sun is quincunx Mars retrograde. A quincunx is 150 degrees. It's what I call the genius aspect. And Mars is now starting to slow down before stationing direct on November 13th. And this makes the impact of this quincunx stronger. So you feel energized, you feel stimulated to act. If you're experiencing frustration or irritation, allow any competing energies to be channeled into fulfillment. Helping others discover their inner passion is a great way to dissipate the tension with this aspect. Joy and positive expression are seeking an outlet, and your creativity is at a high, so it's a wonderful time to express yourself. You do want to guard against impulsiveness, overheated passion, being argumentative, being aggressive, being reactive. This connection between Mars and the Sun creates tremendous charisma and magnetism. So then we move to Sunday, the 8th of November. Now, this is, again, a day of really, I love this energy because there's the confidence of the 8th. There's the love of November the 6th, love and nurturing, and then there's the risk and freedom and connecting to others of the number 14-5, which is what I call the media number. So we have confident leadership and a quest for freedom. Those are your focal points. Then the infinity number 8, infinite energy, merges with the media number, creating wonderful opportunities for connection and empowerment. So you want to feel free to take the lead in a new way. Own your inner authority, leave room for excitement and flexibility. Know that your inner strength is being magnified, and that means you're being tested, but your openness to explore and change creates a wonderful growth experience and a new flow of energy. Now, the moon is trine to Mars today. Beautiful. It gives you more emotional focus, more direction. You're more conscious of your goals. Your instincts feel strong. This is a day of fire, passion, and enthusiasm. So you want to act on your feelings and your instinct. And you may feel a little bit impulsive today, so guard against overreacting. It's a wonderful day for enterprising small successes, and you definitely yearn for independence.